Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a new scientist article by Timothy Revell. Robot eye surgeon is steadier than a human. For the first time, a robot has performed eye surgery on people. The successful trial that robots will soon be performing operations that are too delicate for humans to do manually. In a study, each of 12 participants needed to have a membrane removed from their retina. This involves cutting out a collection of cells that have clumped together, distorting the person's vision. Half of the participants had the operation done by a robot made by Persei, a firm based in Eindhoven in the Netherlands. It is a movable arm directed using a joystick-style controller that filters out the imperceptible tremors of the surgeon's hand that can be fitted with various surgical instruments. Both the robotic and manual operations succeeded, but those who had the robotic surgery appeared to experience less damage to the blood vessels at the back of the eye overall. However, the study was too small to rule out the possibility that it was a statistical fluke. In any case, the aim of the trial was not to refine the type of surgery, but to serve as a proof of concept for far trickier operations that are impossible for humans to perform manually. Using the robot, we might also be able to directly unblock blood vessels or possibly inject things into the optic nerve, says the ophthalmologist Robert McLaren of the University of Oxford, who led the study. Both of these would require such fine motor control that surgeons simply cannot do them. Another case in point involves using gene therapy on the retina. The procedure has allowed several people who were blind to see again, but extending it to people who still have some vision would require an increased accuracy that is beyond human ability. Even the best surgeons don't have a completely steady hand. In practice, this leads to vibrations of the order of a tenth of a millimeter at the tip of the instrument. Although this is tiny, there are parts of the retina, such as the inner limiting membrane, that are only 0.2 millimeters thick, a fifth of the size. For a surgeon, it is very hard to apply the tip of a needle to these parts without damaging deeper structures. In comparison, a surgical robot can be moved in increments of 0.1 millimeters, easily precise enough to avoid damage. People have been trying to do this since the 1980s, and it's the first time anyone has made it so far, says Bradley Nelson of the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. One day, robots will carry out surgery more quickly, less expensively, with better outcomes, he says. However, we're not there yet. It's very difficult to make a machine that can replicate humans with years and years of experience. Okay, I just have to say one thing that I did tremor removal in my robotic control work. And the way that you basically did that is you would take the requested points XYZ in space, and then you'd fit a spline to it, a very smooth spline to it, in order to do it. So I have some actual software that I've up on the net to show vectors and such stuff. Thanks for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.